This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The at one thumb hole stock that has come out from Boyd's is, it revolutionizes the whole idea of what a gun stock can be simply because of all the adjustments and all the ergonomics that come with it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right. Been sick. I'm sorry I've been sick. I don't know what's happened. I feel good today. I don't know where to begin with that one. It's been sort of a rough road. Last week was a very rough road. It was what I refer to as a shot show crud that caught up with me. I talked earlier today with Hickok 45. He had it while he was there, but he got over it quicker because he didn't fly, which was a big eye opener for me. He drives from Tennessee to Las Vegas, and when he's going that way, he stays on the road for a couple of weeks. So, I don't know. Time to reevaluate how I move to and fro. I know that we're driving to, going to drive to the NRA meetup, going to drive to Nighthawk. Maybe if I can just keep the flying down to just the SHOT Show, maybe things will be better. Anyway. Let's go back to talking about Venezuela. Venezuela is an excellent case study because a lot of, you know, the Democrats have always fallen all over themselves to defend these Latin American communist dictatorship, you know, banana republic kind of guys. Like Maxine Waters, she apologized to the Castro regime for the U.S. on her pilgrimage to Cuba. Or Jim McGovern's secret collaborations with Colombia's Marxist FARC terrorists. Or New York Mayor Bill de Blasio's help to the Nicaraguan Sandinistas, or Bernie Sanders' open praise for Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. And don't forget Joe Kennedy's Dial Joe for Oil, which was a gusher propaganda praise for Venezuela's oppressive socialist regime. They've always gotten away with it. Until now. And now, suddenly, they are realizing that the Maduro lovers and Trump resistors in their ranks, who happen to be some of their biggest it girls with the loudest voices, like Ilhan Omar or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Tulsi Gabbard, and some others who've supported Venezuela's detested Maduro regime in recent weeks, as well as the old dinosaurs like Rahm Emanuel, who are all worried about the U.S. invading Venezuela, and Silent Ted Deutch, representing South Florida, they're all kissing the purple swing state of Florida goodbye for the Democrats in 2020. Even the New York Times recognizes this. They reported the other day. Venezuela, not Cuba, now dominates Miami's political conversation. A television anchor not long ago ended a somber segment with a promise to keep praying for the troubled South American country. Venezuelans in the city have gathered for demonstrations to coincide with protests back home. Even the Miami-Dade County Commission, a local body with no control over foreign policy, voted unanimously to recognize the opposition leader Juan Guaido, or as Venezuela's interim president. The shift has been coming on gradually for weeks, but it has accelerated in recent weeks as Venezuela has sunk further into crisis and its leftist president, Nicolas Maduro, has clung defiantly to power. The showdown in Caracas is reshaping Latino politics in South Florida, home to the highest concentration of Venezuelans in the United States. The change is not a mere demographic curiosity. In Florida, where major elections have repeatedly been decided by tiny margins, an inflection point around Venezuela's leadership could help define a generation of Venezuelan-American voters who number in the tens of thousands in this state. President Trump is pushing Mr. Maduro to step aside, and if he succeeds, Democrats fear it could transform Venezuelan-Americans into loyal Republicans, much like the Cuban-Americans. In soccer, they refer to, if you kick the ball into your own goal, they call it a own goal. So it's an amazing own goal of political stupidity here. They saw Venezuela as a sort of a chit, you know, like a chip in it, with which to beat Trump and loudly tout socialism. You know, Venezuelans already know how that works and forgot that they're living, breathing Venezuelans. And in Florida, there are Venezuelan Americans who have a lot of Latino friends there. Some of these 3 million Venezuelans who fled socialism have ended up in Florida. And the consequences of that are going to be really big for the Democrats. Now, what politician with any degree of street savvy in politics couldn't see this coming? In Omar's case, I think Russian sponsorship is worth looking at, but the others just don't seem to think about these strategic things at all. To the ditzes like Ocasio-Cortez and Gabbard, Venezuela is a cartoon drawing on a map involving only Venezuelans who to them are foreigners that are far, far away, instead of a place very much present throughout South Florida and all Florida, actually, with a strong enough presence to swing the vote. The Times mentioned that the other Latinos in Florida tend to support them, Colombians, Nicaraguans, Bolivians, Puerto Ricans, Argentines, and, of course, Cubans. And these people are a critical mass in Florida, and they know the deal in Caracas. President Trump saw this, and he made a smart alliance with Marco Rubio, who, this is a good move for Rubio, despite his red flag support right now. And I say that in the hopes that maybe he'll change his stupid mind on that one. Trump and Rubio worked as a tag team with Venezuelan Americans, likely advising them on how to play the Maduro card to get rid of Maduro. Maduro is on his way out due to that master squeeze from the U.S. With Venezuelans cheering over in Caracas, they're actually cheering for Donald Trump, along with almost all of Latin America and Europe. Omar, Ocasio-Cortez, and Gabbard are going to be left without their Maduro endorsements and no Maduro to speak of in coming weeks. So they actually, in the case of Omar and Ocasio-Cortez, who are brand spanking new and haven't really accomplished anything yet. Well, yeah, they have. Yeah, they have. They have dyed the purple state of Florida red. And for presidential aspirations, and in the case, I don't know that Florida actually does any vote harvesting, ballot harvesting. They have taken a swing state. Florida's always been a very important state electorally. They have delivered that. The Democrats have delivered that to the Republicans. More importantly, they've delivered it to Trump, which is a little different story than your run-of-the-mill Republican, isn't it? When I was a kid, when you would get a black eye, we would call it a shiner. What a shiner the Democrats have inflicted upon themselves, backing socialism. We see it. The Venezuelans see it. They've lived it. They don't want it. We'll be right back. This is Load.
Everything on you. Everything.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. If it'll play.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com. Shotshowcrud.com.
Be sure and check them out. They are the home of the binary trigger, which I got questioned on today on YouTube. I love it when people question me about things I can't possibly know the answer to. Are you familiar with the binary trigger, Rob?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I put a video up and I interviewed the owner of Franklin Armory
right.
at SHOT Show. And the person wanted me to find and publish the letter that he got from the ATF telling him the binary trigger was legal.
People want all kinds of things.
Yeah, I think some people take this whole, will they sponsor me? They think I get a lot more out of that than I actually do get.
Hey, I thought of you today.
Okay.
Because I'm going through the news. Did you see where the Ninth Circuit Court said they're going to hear the Young case en banc?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Stephen Stambolia, the attorney,
yes.
co-counsel on that, he had texted me that that was going on.
Ah.
And he is so happy.
Yes. I figure that Beck and Stambolia are sharpening their knives and their pencils as we speak, man.
Of all of I met Stephen Stambolia at SHOT Show.
Oh, good.
Dude had 5 minutes for me. They've got so many. He and Beck have got so many cases going on all over the United States. They got stuff going on in New Jersey. They got stuff on the bump stock. They got the Young case. They got all these cases going on. He sued, I think the FBI concerning Mandalay Bay.
Mm-hmm.
He had 5 minutes. So they are going. They've got more stuff going on than any gun person I know. So they're getting out there far and wide. And I think he has a lot of. He probably gets one of those medallions that you get when you fly so far on one airline. He's probably got a collection of those.
A collection of those.
A pocket full of medallions. So he's never. The only time I can get him to sit still, he can sit still for about an hour.
Take a, yeah, but that's maybe because you just wore them out and you can't move anymore.
They can't move.
Hey, I did another odd gun thing today. I voted okay. for the NRA Board of Directors.
So what do you have to do to become a voting member?
I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
You need to be a regular member for 5 consecutive years
okay.
or a life member.
Well, I just renewed my NRA membership.
How long have you been a member?
Well, this was my first time that I've renewed
okay.
it. I've been a member more than once, but I've never been out there where I renew it. And this time I have renewed it. And knowing their financial plight, I said, please keep my gift. Don't send me a hat. Don't send me a bag. I don't need a jacket. You guys do what you do. Be you. And I'm a member with you again. So
if you became a life member, then you would get to vote. Now, the virtue and vice of the NRA is I think there are 72 regular members on the board. In theory, that means it's very member-driven. In practice,
yes.
that means the members, the input of any one director are reduced. Rather than checking off all 24, let me tell you who I voted for.
Okay.
Many of these people you've had on.
Okay.
Anthony Calandro.
Okay.
You know him?
I do.
Mark Geist.
Oz.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Adam Kraut. Mark Vaughn.
Don't know him. Who's Mark
he's
Vaughn?
I think he was a retired deputy. His.
Okay.
He worked in a meatpacking plant that was attacked by a terrorist. He was a reserve officer, runs, gets his kit, charges in, back in, and shoots the guy that's chopping off another head with a knife.
That was, now I know the name. Yeah, he used an AR, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Mark Robinson, the black guy who spoke up in a city council meeting ago.
In North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about me. Stop it. Bless his heart.
Yep.
Willis Lee, who does the work of 10 men. Now, you don't need to vote for Ted Nugent, but I did vote for Alan West. I thought
okay.
he might have been forgotten. Now, this is the part. I don't think Uncle Ted or Carl Malone or Marion Hammer have attended a board of directors meeting this year. So I can't vote for you guys. You must be present to win.
Yeah, I often wonder about the celebrity board members now. You know,
right.
Ted does go to the NRA meetups.
Yes, right? He does.
I mean, you were in the little gallery we had at Boyd's Gunstock, so he does. Right. He does make the rounds. And do you think that has value? Do you think that has besides it, the cool factor? Do you think the whole idea of him strolling around and does he actually go into the board meetings there? I know he went into the women's meeting.
Okay, let's ask. I'm going to ask a little different question.
Sure, sure.
Would Ted do anything as a board of director that he wouldn't otherwise do? I don't think it changes anything.
No, I don't think it changes anything. But the one thing he is that I wish the entire board was is abashedly unapologetic about his positions. I wish
right.
A lot of the board would adopt that. But. Good choices. The Robinson and Vaughn, I really like those because these are guys that, you know, they were doing it before they were considered, and I hope they win.
They were unapologetic Second Amendment supporters before it was cool.
The cool thing about Willis is that Willis, when he's standing there, everything looks just perfect on him, right?
Right.
But he's got these pockets that I don't know where they go. I don't know if they actually go into his body because he'll reach into a pocket and he'll pull out two different kinds of business cards. If he wants you to know his number, he's got one with his number. And if he wants you to vote, he's also got one that's just sort of an ad for him. And it's just because I'm looking at him like, this dude's not carrying nothing. But at the Ammo Land Dinner, I bet you he gave out 200 business cards.
He is a dynamo.
Yep.
I hope he keeps his health because I want him to keep working for us like that for a very long time.
He does have he doesn't like the fact that I don't eat grits and I'm from the South. that was a big thing for him.
We'll have to talk. We've got more to talk about after the break.
Yes, we do. Rob Morse, you can catch his podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, all the places. Either Self-Defense Gun Stories, a very unique one where he flies solo on that, or the Ensemble Cast at the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Miami, President Trump has some strong words for the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro.
Maduro is not a Venezuelan patriot. He is a Cuban puppet. That's what he is.
The president continues.
The Venezuelan people have spoken, and the world has heard their beautiful voice. They are turning the page on socialism, turning the page on dictatorship, and there will be no going back.
Jesse Smollett has no plans on meeting with the Chicago police. That's a statement that was released from the Empire Actors attorneys after cops requested to meet with him again, amid reports he may have planned the assault on himself. The two Nigerian brothers arrested in connection with the reported crime are no longer suspects and may have been hired by Smollett himself. This is USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, the home of Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, so let's go into the stuff that I have been skipping over simply because I wanted us to talk about it, and but we never got to that part. Plus, real quick, where are you going next week? You going to something?
Yeah, in Florida, a bunch of guys were just having a meetup. Like, hey, guys, the politics is going to get crazy in our state. Let's talk to each other. Let's see if we can inspire each other. It's the Region 5 Open Carry Meet and Greet. It's North Florida, North Central Florida, in February. So it's drawn a couple of snowbirds like Rick Ector, Marcus Weldon.
Yep.
Charlie Cook. You know, shocking, isn't it, that you can get people to leave Massachusetts in February for Florida?
Or Michigan.
Yeah, or Michigan. Balmy Michigan for,
yep,
right.
Yep.
Yep.
So that should be good. We will have to hear about that. So you wrote an article not too long ago where you look at background checks the same way I look at background checks, which is a frozen moment in time. It's a Polaroid snapshot that is only valid when it's happening.
Right. And not only that, it's a fantasy. Mm-hmm. It's as if you said, gosh, if only there were something we could do, let's go burn a witch. And you go, whoa, easy on the witches. does that work? I mean, we've burned witches before. Did it change the weather, fix everyone's health? No. Background checks didn't work. Not only do they only look backwards, I mean, think about it. We have very few repeat mass murderers other than some politicians.
Yeah.
It's not a long-term career path.
No.
So, therefore, background checks are useless. On the other, and when I say it that way, Robert, that sounds so stupid and pedantic and beyond the grasp of journalists to ask the guy who's telling you that this will stop the next mass murder. So it's superstition. It's not done to fix the problem. It's done to make us feel better. What's shocking isn't that politicians lie and journalists are vapid, but that when those two say stupid stuff, we're so eager to believe them, we go, yeah, I really do need to buy the Ginzo knives at 2 in the morning. What mm-hmm. in the hell are we thinking?
Well, you know, the thing about background checks, I would love for somebody to do the study. I would love to, because background checks have, you know, that's a mid-90s creation. And prior to that, you know, you had, let's see, we had 1933 with the NFA. We had 1968 with the Gun Control Act.
Right.
We had 1986 with the Hughes Amendment, and that was the stuff that was out there. But there were no background checks.
Right.
There was just a series of regulations put in place here and there, and they were bad enough, but there were no background checks. And I would love to know, because that means that when you and I were going to school, people owned AR-15s.
Right.
And I would love to know, if somebody were to actually look at all the factors present, what the difference was pre-background check versus post-background check.
I'm so glad you asked, because you would sort of expect that if that data was available, it would be from, let's see, an anti-gun state like California.
Or it just something that Bloomberg funds or something.
Well, but it has to have... Bloomberg's a latecomer.
Oh.
We're looking for something that's been in place, let's say, 2 decades.
Okay.
Pull in a couple, maybe a few of the recent, and we get the numbers up to like 32, 34 years, and it didn't work. These laws probably, in fact, I mean, okay, how do we know it didn't work? It didn't reduce the rates of homicide or suicide. That's the only, you know, it's not like we're looking at the rate of auto theft, not relevant. And on top of that, unfortunately, it might have done some harm, because law-abiding citizens now have to go through these background checks. So you are, and this is what we're seeing in Washington State now. Oh, you want to get a gun? Well, it says here that you were a victim of domestic violence and you sought psychiatric counseling, including drugs to help you manage the stress. You weren't sleeping well for a few weeks. How do we know that you're now responsible enough to have a firearm?
Right.
So we end up disarming the victims. I'm sorry. Did you see the post recently where this gang member in the LA area had an underground shooting range?
Yes, I did.
Right under his house. So
yeah.
Our fantasy is that criminals obey the law.
Yeah.
The truth is we're probably disarming the law-abiding victims. That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I look at gun control. My first experience in Europe, when I got off the plane at Rhein-Main Air Base, the Rhein-Main Airport had been attacked by the Bader-Meinhof gang.
Right.
And they had bombed one of the buildings. And around Rhein-Main Air Base, they had this series of concentric circles where within each one of these circles would be concrete pylons where there was no straight path. It was always a constant zigzag and everything else. So you could never get a lot of speed up together. And so this would be to slow down a suicide bomber. And I look at, because a suicide bomber has a very deliberate path. Now, if you take that and say, okay, what if you're a gun buyer? Your deliberate path is to buy a gun. And gun control is just like these zigzags. They're a bunch of a bunch of things put in our way to slow us down, maybe to, you know, discourage us as we go along. And, you know, some of the things are sort of stupid, because like here in South Carolina, I know every Democrat that wants to have a 28-day waiting period voted for the thing when we had the concealed carry passed, to where if you get a concealed carry permit, you don't have to go through a background check because it passed.
Right.
So, I mean, gun control is a silly notion.
The notion that, oh, you need a 10-day waiting period because this might be a crime of passion. And then the guys in California said, excuse me, you're making the police do this too?
Mm-hmm.
And they went, oh, well, public safety. Excuse me. We've got millions and millions of California citizens who are already armed.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with the next gun that they can't do with the first?
Well, I mean, a crime of passion is when you're having breakfast and buttering your toast when you try to kill somebody with a butter knife. It is not getting out there and saying, well, listen, I'm really angry at you. Please stay there. I'm going to the gun shop now. I'm going to go buy something to kill you.
Right.
Now we're into the premeditation part. If it's not that instantaneous and spontaneous, that's what a crime of passion is spontaneous. It is not anything less than that. But anyway.
After the break, partner.
After the break, we will continue on with the rant. Of course, you can catch Rob either as a podcast or as the written word at either iTunes or Stitcher Radio or all these other places. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Indeed. High innovation there. High innovation. Like the Reformation. Reformation line, that is a innovative product. Talking to Rob Morse about... I haven't told you this. Are you ready for this?
I think so. I'm sitting down.
Well, see, you know, I now you're what, 61?
62, very close, 62, yes.
62. And Rob can hang with all the young bloods in the heat of the day and just run a gun all day long. With very, you know, besides, you know, just the regular stuff. I've been dealing with lung issues and needing to lose weight and everything. And since I've been back from SHOT Show, I started dieting.
Mm-hmm.
17 pounds.
Thank you. Bill, I'm so glad to hear that. I was worried. I want you to live forever. And that's significant. Thank you.
Well, I've got 43 to go.
What works, man? Everybody wants to lose another 5. What are you doing?
Well, I'm not a very disciplined eater when I'm not dieting.
Okay.
So I've decided to be a more disciplined eater. I've programmed in a cheat day, which I feel great guilt for having the cheat day. And then the rest of it, I'm just, low carbonate, high protein. I'm waiting to get over the remnants of the SHOT Show crud, and as soon as that is completely eradicated, back to the gym, and then as soon as it warms up a little bit and we stop having the same kind of rain they have in Thailand, back on the bike.
Or the Windward Islands in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So you plan your meals, just like you plan exercise and everything else.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy with Kim, my wife. She eats a very Spartan diet anyway, so all I have to do is just sort of go along with her.
Well, okay, now you know. I'm going to ask the next time I come on.
Sure. What I weigh? How much I've lost?
How is your health doing? That is one. If you say you, we figured out how we can get Donald Trump elected. If he actually found a way that would let all of us lose 5 pounds, we'd elect him for life, right?
Yeah. 5 pounds. 5 pounds does make a difference here and there. So, the reason for that is that SHOT Show was a big eye opener. Tactical Response was a big eye opener. Although I hung pretty good at Tactical Response. I don't know that I'm hoping that losing weight will help me a little bit with the asthma, which so far the 17 pounds, I haven't hit the inhaler since we've been back from SHOT Show.
And you're still in a moldy environment. I know you wanted to move.
Well, we're going to move. We're just waiting for a house to be built.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of great news.
Yeah. So,
do you have a date when you think you might get a chance to move?
Probably in the spring.
Okay.
I'm moving about 200 yards. I can watch as the process continues on. But I've already been through the process and everything, and dealt with everybody that has to be dealt with, and now I'm just waiting for it to happen.
Well, congratulations on that as well. That's good news.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else you want to talk about?
Well, let's talk about you already talked a little bit about the fantasy and the superstition, right?
Right. There's an element of selective memory in there, too. It's like, Florida. Okay, we got to go. Can't quite leave there. We say, oh, the guy who murdered those high school students. Now, he was no longer a student himself.
Right.
He wasn't 21. Therefore, we should disarm people under 21. And you forget that very few of the mass murderers were under 21. Most of them were over 21 years of age.
Well, it would be interesting to see how many of them that were under 21 actually went through background checks. Because we know the Columbine shooters didn't. We know Sandy Hook didn't. So most, and I don't know how old the Virginia Tech kid was, but he was a college student. So he went through background checks. So most of the time, the under 21 set steals the guns.
Or the murderer at Isla Vista?
Yeah. Well,
that was in California.
He had to go through all kinds of flaming hoops, didn't he?
He certainly did.
He was quite the agile lad.
Now, who got interviewed by the police, who said, his family said, we're worried about the mental health of our son.
Yeah.
And just he like the murderer at the Aurora High School.
Yeah.
What did he do? He lied.
Yeah.
Are you okay, son? Oh, never better, officer. Okay, but let's think of the downside that we absolutely forget until we're forced to remember it.
Yeah.
We forget that young adults are the most frequent victim of crime.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the ones in the most soft targets.
Oh, a kid walking off of campus with a laptop in his book bag. Guess what? We also forget that young women are the greatest, large, there we go, most frequent victims of sexual assault.
Yep.
Or, why do we think that disarming a married 20-year-old mom when she's home with her kids is going to make us safer?
See, the problem with this is it goes against the laws of nature. It goes against the laws of nature. You don't hold down a water buffalo and saw his horns off and say, now you're good to go against the lions. Now that you're defenseless, you're good to go.
Right. Exactly. Well, the reason we fall for the silliness is somebody smiled, they said it with confidence, and we felt good about disarming the innocent.
Feelings.
Come on, God gave us the brain. I know you have your feelings. I love them too. I love mine. But get past it, please.
Well, how old were you when you got to hold a gun and shoot a gun for the first time?
Oh, a real firearm as opposed to a pellet gun?
Yes, sir.
would have been about 13 in Boy Scouts.
I was 12.
Yeah, okay, very similar.
I was 12. And the first gun I ever shot was my uncle's 22 Magnum cowboy gun. It looked like the six-shooter, but it was actually probably a 20-shooter or something, but it looked like a cowboy gun. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And from then on, you know, and I handled them like they were bombs waiting to go off, so because they told me to.
Right.
So, right. And I just don't remember. The worst weapon I ever saw when I was a student in school was at a junior high school where they had to bus us 35 miles in to be in a black community to be integrated.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that brought the weapon was a white kid who brought a steak knife. And that was the worst I ever saw in the 70s. So, right.
Well, you know. Okay, we had the Hayes Act, which said, which limited the violence that we'd show in movies and TV.
Yeah.
We didn't have 24/7 news coverage that was just this immense maw that needed to be filled, even if the newscasters have nothing to say. And we weren't riveted to the stupid tube and to our cell phones.
Right.
We literally spend $1 billion turning these murderers into celebrities.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's priceless what happens when that happens, isn't it?
It's tragic, Bill. And we got to cure it before it eats us.
Yeah, we do. So, Rob won't be with us next week. He'll be in Florida meeting up with people. I envy the people you'll be meeting up with. So please, if you will, take copious notes, and let's hear about this when you get back.
Talk to you then, Bill. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Hour number two is inbound, and I'm staying. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.